Page 107. Listening.
Number 1.
Mr. Thompson loves to read. He has one room with many bookshelves and stacks of books everywhere. There is very little space left, and it is hard to move around the room. His wife keeps telling him to sell the old books he doesn't read anymore, but he doesn't want to. Soon he may need another room for all his books.
Question. What did Mr. Thompson's wife tell him to do? Number 2. Kimberly went to buy her wedding dress yesterday. Since it is bad luck if her fiancé sees her wearing the dress before the wedding, she asked her friend, Vicky, to come along with her. She had trouble choosing a dress, so she asked Vicky's advice. Vicky thought that the dress with the lace design looked best on her.
Question. Why didn't Kimberly ask her fiancé to help her choose a dress?
Number 3.
Attention West Park High School students. Today we have the top marching bands in the city performing on the main field. The winner will take home the title and the first place trophy. Second and third place trophies will also be awarded. The judges will announce the winners at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Come out and support your band.
Question. What will the top marching band win? Number 4. Maggie just moved into a new apartment. She likes it because it is in a convenient location and the rent is quite cheap. After a few days, however, she noticed that her next-door neighbor is very noisy. He plays music very loudly, even late at night. Maggie is now thinking of calling the landlord to complain.
Question. Why is Maggie probably going to complain to the landlord?
Number 5.
Shisa is a traditional decoration found in Okinawa and the other Ryukyu Islands of Japan. It looks like a cross between a lion and a dog. Many people put a pair of shisa on their roofs or next to their front gates. They are believed to keep evil spirits away and keep good spirits in.
Question. Where is one place people usually put shisa? Number 6. Karen decided to lose some weight. She got up early every morning to go jogging and went to the gym in the evening to work out for an hour. It was exhausting, but after a few weeks, her body started to adjust to the new routine. Her instructor at the gym has been very helpful by motivating her to exercise every day.
Question. How has the gym instructor helped Karen?